All right, kids, we are back with another episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode 2, Let Them Eat Cake.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are back. We are back, and we gotta tell you, these hoes aren't loyal.
No, they are not.
None of these Jersey girls are loyal. Well, some are. Some aren't. And we're gonna get down to the nitty gritty about who is loyal and who's not. But first, I'm your boy DJ Richie Sky. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me across the interweb at Russell Ray Silva.
Come on, Russell Ray. So, you know what? I'm just going to start calling us the Bravo Boys. So, it's going to be Richie Bravo and Russell Bravo
and
right
Rossi
here.
Bravo.
There you go. So, let's get down to it. So, we start this episode. Well, first of all, I want to give you guys a shout out for everybody that was commenting, that's been retweeting and tweeting us. You know, we love your compliments, and we are glad that you are loving the show. So, just keep it coming, keep watching, keep tuning in, because we got a lot more for you.
Yeah, thanks for the love. Everything you guys had to say last week and all the shout outs is much appreciated.
Exactly.
And we love to answer all you guys' questions. By the way, we found out what soup to nuts meant.
Yes. Please tell us, because we had this discussion last week and we didn't know what that meant. So educate us.
And as I said, I was going to use it in every sentence possible that I could. Variation. But soup to nuts means you're the whole package. You're starting dinner with soup, right? And you end the night with dessert nuts. There it is.
Let me use it in a sentence. I am soup to nuts.
I'm soup to nuts when I show up to the red carpet.
There you go. That's it. That's how you use it. So now we know. Thank you. All right. So speaking of nuts, let's get down to it because we're still at this with this whole cake debacle at dinner. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, we actually learned that the cake is 500 pounds.
And $1,000.
In case she didn't know. And it was $1,000. You know, Siggy is literally blowing her top off.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, the things that she's saying to the ladies, I think she said something about how low their IQ was. Mm-hmm. She called them animals. She told them to F off. What didn't she say at this point?
She referred to them as your friends.
Ah, she
when
did
she was talking
say that
to Dolores.
Dolores.
Like, your friends. I was like, oh.
And I'm just thinking she to myself, there. Like, wow, like, it was so venomous regarding this cake.
Yep.
Now, for me, if this $1,000, 500-pound cake had been just tossed to the ground and I was that upset about it, I would probably just ask them for my $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I mean, if you're going to be that mad about it, I mean, like, let's get down to the... Why are you so mad about it?
I'm talking
about how embarrassed she is.
From her loud ass.
This is the same lady that stole a plate off of somebody else's
and
table and
rings.
Brought it to the table, threw wine on the table.
Yep.
But she's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed. And they were trashy. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yes.
But
wait, can we start with something first? Yeah. I didn't really pay attention to Jerisa's intro this season until we watched the episode today.
Yes.
If you're not Namaste, get the hell out of my way. I was living for it. I was like, okay, Jerisa, I see you. I was all about that.
Shout out to those taglines. Okay. So we get up and we all have the obligatory phone calls with the spouses, the husbands, the boyfriends, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Teresa is, I think she talks to her dad about the girls. And then Melissa talks to Joey.
Mm-hmm.
She recaps the night. And Siggy talks to Michael, who actually wants Siggy to just pack up and come home. Which is not surprising, because he does want to monopolize all of her time.
Mm-hmm. He's controlling.
Exactly.
Controlling.
And so then the next thing I got was Frankie versus Frank.
Yeah.
And I wrote, unbothered. Because little Frankie seemed completely unbothered by his dad's threats. Me, personally, if that dude was telling me I needed to get my life together, I might be heading out to go download more college applications right then and there. Like, I literally, He's huge.
He is big. He's a big man.
Like, it looks like some roid rage going on. Yep. I mean, and that's not me alleging anything. I'm just saying that's what he looks like. What he just looks that big.
It's the pasta.
It must be because those noodles were everywhere.
I feel bad for Junior because when Senior came into the house, he's been there with his mom by himself for so long. It's like, you can't come in. You might be the man and the daddy, but you cannot come in and demand things in a home flow that you weren't involved in. Sorry, Senior. It wouldn't fly with me.
I want to know what y'all think about this, because I feel like, little boy, get your ish together.
He is. He's a mess.
Complete mess. And those noodles on the counter just proved it. Because that's all I saw. He can even open the bag. Like, what? Who opens noodles like that? He just, how are you cooking?
He looked like a little kid with jelly beans. Just, and they're all over the place. That's what I pictured when I seen that.
I can't. Okay, so next we get to the four amigos, I call them. Danielle, Margaret, Teresa, and Melissa. And they are headed off to yoga.
With the cankle break. She said, I'm going to break a cankle. That was my best line of the night.
Can I just say that... Oh, no. The best line of the night comes later.
Oh, it does.
Can
it
I
does,
just
at
say
dinner.
That the word cankle just thrills me? Where Danielle is, you know, they recap the night, and Danielle, to me, makes a very valid point. She compares, in terms of trashy behavior, she compared Soggy's, I can't help it, I was going to wait, but I can't. She compared Soggy's wine toss to Teresa's cake toss.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, trashy behavior. What were your thoughts about that?
I think it was fair. Mm-hmm. I think it was fair. Do not call the kettle black. Mm-hmm. Do not play two sides of the story. Mm-hmm. It, you know, you got to be fair all the way around the board, even with yourself.
Yep.
If not, that means you lie to yourself on a consistent basis.
Okay.
And that you're creating an alternate fantasy or an alternate reality of what you really are living in. Don't change your perspective based on what you think you want to believe, but actually see it for what it is.
You... Thank you, studio audience.
Yes. And the live chats are coming in.
You hit the nail on the head, I think, with regards to Siggy over the course of this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that,
playing
y'all.
Both sides of the table. You can't do it. You just can't.
And this is where we learn that Margaret has nicknamed Siggy Soggy because she cries all the time. And then the ladies kind of figure out that since she's a Gemini, these are her two personalities, Siggy and Soggy. I love it. I'm here for it. I just want to know what schvitzing is.
I don't know.
I feel like you're the translator. You're supposed to know.
But is that a language?
I don't
is that
know.
A
That's
person?
What Margaret said something about they needed to be schvitzing. And I wrote it down because I was like, somebody's got to know. So chat.
I'm gonna need Margaret one to tweet of you guys.
I'm going to need our studio audience at home to find out what schvitzing is so that we may know and then we may use it in a sentence next week.
Google it.
Okay.
I'm going to use, besides that, I'm going to use, what is it? Flitching?
Schvitzing.
Schvitzing. I'm going to use schvitzing in every single one of my sentences, every variation that I can.
Schvitzing. And they actually wrote it on the screen. That's why I was, well, you know, we have the closed caption on. Yep. So I was like, oh, I'm so glad that was up there. So somebody found that. Oh, we have it in the chat, but I can't see it.
Y'all, let's see. I've got schvitzing, Yiddish, when an older Jewish person is involved in anything that would cause slight or heavy perspiration.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm totally schvitzing up here. Okay, oh, cool. Wow. I got it. Perfect.
We understand now. It's schvitzing under these lights.
Thank you. Now.
Wait, do you want to explain to the audience what? So our producers just explain what schvitzing is. Go ahead and explain.
Yeah, so, well, they could hear it.
Oh, 100% sure they could, but let's just double check. You guys can repeat for me.
Yeah, so schvitzing is apparently, for any of you guys that missed it earlier, it is any participating in any activity that makes you sweat. Schvitzing. Try using it in a sentence later after you're done watching.
Try spelling it. I'm having an issue spelling it.
It was up on the board, but I can't spell it myself. I'm sure I misspelled it in my notes. So next, I wrote two juice berries because this was my thinking about Dolores and Soggy while they were getting their smoothies. Because I think Siggy was crying again. And she's embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for her. And we discovered that they're going to be going over to Soggy's friend, Lori's house.
Lori.
to play some tennis or something or other, because she's arranged yet another activity that she's going to want some type of praise for later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's start from the beginning.
Go ahead, open up.
So there's ulterior motives with everything that she's done thus far. You should appreciate me because I bought you this cake. You should appreciate the fact that I spent $1,000. That's, first of all, you're tacky if you mention the price.
Boom.
We cut off price tags for birthday gifts because it doesn't matter how much it costs. It matters about the thought behind it.
Exactly.
Okay? If you were struggling with money, you wouldn't spend $1,000 on a cake.
Exactly.
Okay? First of all.
When you are taking in your Svetka into a party, you take the price tag off because no one wants to see that it only costs $10. Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to know that you got it at Costco because we all know that Costco's some fucking. But the ulterior motives from the past two episodes, like, I just can't anymore. Like, stop playing it.
It's a lie. It's too much. She's
very self-centered right now.
She's totally thrilling me with this. So anyway, we get to Margaret's mommy memorial.
Oh my God.
On the beach. You know, they do their yoga and things, and she brings out the wreath and she wants to set it free in the ocean in memorial for Teresa's mom, Melissa's mother-in-law, and anybody else that has passed in their lives. I thought this was actually a very sweet moment. At first I was kind of thinking to myself, ooh, is that too much? I mean, you just met them. And she actually said, I just met them 36 hours ago. Mm-hmm. But as I watched the scene and I realized, sometimes, despite what the intent might have been or if it might have been too much, I think the effect was greater than the intent. So I felt like it was a moving moment.
It was so thoughtful.
It was.
And to such a beautiful, beautiful moment. Like, to take that effort to do something that shows that despite the topical things, deep down inside, she's a good person.
Yeah. I really liked that. And in my mind, I made a mental note that it was probably one of my favorite moments on any season of a Housewives show. Mm-hmm. Just because I felt like it was so real, it was so authentic, and I just felt like it was so moving. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really liked that. We do catch up with at Teresa's house with, you know, Joe and Joe's dad and doing the guacamole.
I thought that was cute.
You know, I mean, little Joey is going to be a riot when he grows up. Because he's already a riot now.
A total 100% reflection of his father.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And can I just say for the record, I have always liked Joe.
Gorga?
Yeah, I've always loved him. Joe. He has the best personality. I feel like he's the husband that's involved but not involved. Mm-hmm. You know, he's involved with his wife and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it's not like some of these other shows where the husbands get involved and have things to say about other people's, you know. I feel like he stays in his place.
Yeah. He only steps up when it's appropriate.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he stays outside the ring.
Yep.
But if somebody else steps into the ring, he's like, hold up.
Okay.
It was one on one and now it's going to be two on two.
Right.
I like him.
Shout out to Joe Gorga. So then we get to the Sober and Soggy bus rides. Soggy is still mad and tense as they're taking the bus over to Lori's house, her friend that she wants to show off and parade to everybody, only to get more praise later.
You know what? Dolores made a good point, though.
What'd she say? On
the side comments.
What'd she say?
She didn't say that the girls should necessarily apologize for what they did, but I liked her point on the fact that regardless... If you know, you felt we were wrong, I'm sorry you're upset. That makes sense. Because, you know, Siggy was upset. Cool. But you're not apologizing for your actions because you didn't feel like you were in the wrong. You were having a good time. But for some reason, Siggy got upset. So, you know, I'm sorry you're upset, but we were just having a good time.
You know, I do think that in general is a good point. Mm-hmm. But then that would require both parties to apologize.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Because the other girls are upset because of the things that she said in the aftermath. Where she's upset, you know, by the act itself. Mm-hmm. So both parties need to apologize and come to the table and just sort of squash it that way. I have a hard time, you know, digesting anything that Dolores says because I feel like she is so deep into Siggy's ass that she probably can't wipe it. I like Dolores. I absolutely like her. But this amount of loyalty is taking it a step too far.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that further, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Because there's some points that she made.
There's some points that I was just like, okay, girl, you need to sit down.
Like, too much.
Okay. So anyway, they get there, they have lunch, you know. you know, of course, Soggy tells us more about how she's organized all of this for Therese and Melissa, yada, yada, yada. But wait, Danielle has some nuggets to share, too. Because Danielle tells the group about how Margaret planned such a nice memorial for the ladies. And immediately,
okay,
Soggy and Dolores are furious.
I wrote down stirring the pot.
I like that better, though.
She's stirring the wreath. She's twirling around the circle.
She's spitzing and stirring the wreath.
Which, I'm like, Danielle, why did you have to go there? You know, look what happened last time. You were running around a country club. Don't let it happen again.
Now, you know, part of me feels like it was very sly of her to do that. Because it comes across innocent
and natural.
You know that underneath it all, she's just kind of like,
I want to see how these girls tear each other up. These girls ain't loyal.
And so as the ladies split up into groups, we learn that, you know, Therese is afraid of swimming or something like that. Who cares? Because then she's paired with a Greek god of a swim instructor. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the house, Siggy, Dolores, and Margaret are playing tennis, where we learn that Dolores wants to backhand this bitch, Margaret. I wrote that down verbatim. Because I'm like, they're so mad already.
Yep.
Like, they are, like, done. So anyway, Therese has her little swimming lesson.
I love the fact that Therese looked down at the swimming instructor's Tarzan. I was like, she's been deprived too long, apparently.
I mean, the way they filmed that scene, it seems so flirtatious. I mean, and I know it was all in the editing, but it was just like, but at the same time, it was kind of nice to see that she's getting some male attention because, you know, her husband's clearly away. So
he's at
clink, clink.
College.
Yeah. and of course, Danielle asks, how did it feel and was it hard?
Of course she did, because she was engaged 19 times, okay, and working on the 20th time. Danielle,
and now we
mess.
Know why.
Oh, right? Her leg went straight up in the air, like it was a bar, like an action figure, Barbie doll, and then she goes, the first post, she goes like this. She looks like the Starbucks character. I was like, stop. Mess.
Come through, Danielle. So then Soggy seeks advice from Lori, her friend.
She got involved, her, of course.
And Lori says she doesn't know anyone in her world that would act like that. Of course not. So then we have Margaret innocently approaching Dolores to ask her about, you know, is Siggy okay? Mm-hmm. And Dolores, I feel like, just loses it.
She did. She really did.
Like, it was very aggressive.
It was.
Square just up. Like that. I was kind of shocked by how gangster she got on poor Margaret at that moment. I was a little...
Well, Dolores is ex-man, and she had to get gangster. You see how big he was?
Okay.
But she totally shafted everything that Siggy said or did that night. It was like,
she did.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What exactly.
Do you mean it
doesn't matter? Like, girl, you're not even, like, you can't even come up with a reasonable defense for your client. Mm-hmm.
She's like, besides that, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, girl.
You don't matter. Just kidding.
Right. So then we get TDM, Therese, Danielle, and Melissa, recapping Soggy's behavior later. And then we get what I think is going to become a thing here on Real Housewives of New Jersey is this extended beauty shot where the ladies are getting ready.
In the trio.
I kind of like it. I kind of feel like it's a little different. I feel like it's just... stepping the franchise up in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly more fabulous.
Very glamorous, like a background.
Yes. Come on now. So now we also learn that Soggy and Dolores are upset because I really listened to Dolores' confessional when she said this. She said that, of course, they decided that they didn't want to go to yoga that morning. So they went to go get juice. I.e., they made a decision not to be with the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
But had we known that Margaret was going to do this memorial, then we definitely would have been there. Okay.
I didn't like that. I did not like that whatsoever. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't care if I got in a fight with someone that I'm on a trip with. Regardless, yeah. You all showed up together. Yeah. So you're going to continue it. And then if you want to not talk when you get back home, yep. That's fine.
Yep.
But regardless, you came together. You will party together, argue together, exactly. Whatever together.
That's what friends do.
So don't play the victim card like, oh, had we known. What's the difference from had you known versus you were going to meet up with them anyways?
Right. You should have been there from your friend regardless.
Yes.
Okay.
So, victim.
So, Margaret tells the ladies on the way over about her confrontation with Dolores, and she admits that Dolores is actually a little scarier than Siggy, and I almost would agree, but I think that Siggy, I don't know. I think we're going to see a different side of Siggy in about 5.2 seconds. So they arrive at the house, and we have Sexy Chef. Like, how does Siggy know all of these, like, guys that she's arranging for all of these activities? I mean, I'm just saying, Siggy, what's up? Just saying. Anyway, the food actually looks good, but we learned later that maybe it wasn't.
This is true. This is so true. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Hang tight. It's hilarious.
But it's really a silent dinner until Siggy brings up the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And all hell literally breaks loose at this dinner. I feel as though this dinner could have lasted a little bit longer because there's so much that was said, and I couldn't even stop long enough to write it all down. But what the one thing, that, a couple of things stood up in my mind that Siggy did not remember anything that she said to them.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
She denied everything. And then when they asked Dolores to recap it for her, I don't remember. That's real
Melissa
convenient.
Called her out.
Exactly.
Melissa's like, she's playing the fifth.
That was like, this is where Dolores really lost me. Now, granted, to the people at home, I am that type of friend. I would do the same thing. I just didn't like seeing it on television.
I don't know if I would address it like that.
Because what I would do is, let's say me and you are like, let's say somebody else comes up and they say, well, you said this or you said that. No, he didn't. But then later, you said that.
What you say?
You know you said that, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like it's holding your friend accountable, but not in public. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what real friends do. So, but I don't feel like Dolores will ever really
call her out on it.
So, I don't know. Anything? What stood out to you about this whole argument? Because I got a lot of points.
The issue that I had was that, first of all, why was Margaret so comfortable in confiding in other women that she barely even knows? First of all, loyalty. Okay? If you're someone's true friend, if there's something going down, you back up from the situation. And then if anything, she should have called out Siggy and be like, look, you ain't acting right.
Yeah.
You know, from what I see, they're having fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? And somewhat have been a mediator. Like, hey, girls, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I understand you're having fun, but I think Siggy might have been a little offended. Like, play the nice guy for 5 seconds.
Right.
Because you don't know anybody. You know what I mean? And then, what do you say? TDM?
Yeah.
TDM, like TLC? Okay. So, they weren't even... All three of them were not friends at one point. They... Each one of them wanted to just bite each other from the dog dish. And now they're all...
You provide a very contrasting thought.
They're the best of friends now. Now. Yeah. We'll see where it goes, but they're best of friends now. And Margaret's jumping right into the shark tank. Because who's going to get thrown into the water first? I don't think it's going to be Danielle, Teresa, or Melissa. Margaret's going to be the one that goes in first. Well, Margaret came and said this.
Yeah.
Because she's the
That's probably the true, link. But... I think that the thing that Margaret will probably have on her side is that I think she'll probably have Danielle on her side. Because I think that, you know, I feel like Margaret and Danielle are probably going to kind of link up in terms of friendship. Because they are the kind of like two newer girls that are kind of, well, Danielle for coming back to the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret for being new to the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see, Danielle does not like being called trash or trashy. And Siggy went there.
She did. You know what I think happened is it sparked a memory from the sit-down that she had with Manzo.
Ooh.
Caroline.
Like,
and when she called her garbage.
Season 2.
Yes.
the finale, you guys need to go back and watch that, because that was an epic blow up.
When she sat down and when she called her garbage, Danielle instantly got up and she walked out and said, "You will not call me garbage." Which brings up a whole nother Caroline issue, which I will address with Caroline one day face to face, because she likes to do sit downs. But I think that's what happened with Danielle, as she got that spark again from the whole garbage slash trashy thing.
I liked it. I liked feisty Danielle.
I think it was good.
I felt like she, you know, Siggy to me was off on a completely different, like, she was a hurricane and there was no stopping her. And I'm just like, when I saw the previews, I really didn't know that Teresa was going to be as upset about it as I saw that she was. Mm-hmm. And I was happy about that, because I was thinking to myself, why is Melissa taking, it seems like Melissa's taking most of the heat, but it was actually both of them. Mm-hmm. And Teresa was actually the one that actually really tossed the cake.
You know, you can always tell that Teresa's on edge when she smiles. Did you catch the smile?
I peeped that when she sat table? Down with, and she was right before dinner, and she was sitting down with Teresa and with Siggy, and Siggy was trying to talk to her, and she was kind of giving her the cold shoulder. I was like, oh no.
No, when Teresa smiles, it's usually right about when she's going to flip. You'll catch it. Everyone catch this. Mark my words. Every time Teresa smiles, she's right about to flip. She went like this. I was like, oh, there she goes. I'm waiting for this.
So we had we had the Siggy versus Margaret whole thing, where actually Margaret actually told her to her face that she called her soggy. I was kind of like, check one from Margaret. I really liked that.
I either thought she's either real or a real bad friend. She's on both sides with me. Like, you're either real or you just a real bad friend.
Well, you know what I feel like? I feel like Margaret was really just kind of brought in by Siggy. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like they had, like, some type of...
the best friend.
Best. Like, I feel like they knew each other through another friend. So it's like friend of a friend. Oh, you're on the show. Oh, okay. So let me introduce you to the people that you don't know yet.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of like Margaret gets into a situation where she's seeing Siggy comes into the restaurant acting psycho kitty. Then she tosses the wine at everybody. And then she blows up about the cake. And then she tells me as the new person to go F myself. Like, at that point, you lost me, girl.
Or Margaret is just shameless Susie. Because she put her marriage scandal on blast. She put her friend on blast. Maybe she's just 100 and she's going to call you out the way it is.
I am here for that. I'm here for anybody that lives like that on reality television. Mm-hmm. Because you know that they're going to react and they're going to play the game and they're going to be in it. I love it.
She's a new Kardashian. We just don't know about it.
Bloop. Now, we have... you know, apparently Siggy has been holding some stuff against Melissa.
Yes, the fact that she called her a kiss ass.
Yeah, like
from Kim D.
I just was like, that's it. That's you mad about? That's what you're carrying. That's the burden you're carrying on your shoulders regarding Melissa. Like, that's it. It just kind of seemed like okay. I just felt like it's something deeper. And maybe we don't know what it is, but, like, it just kind of felt like to me that it's been simmering there for some time. And I hope we get to address it.
It could be a behind-the-scenes issue.
That's what I want to know. Like, I think it's something that has happened behind the scenes and we just don't know it yet. So now we all got to investigate and I got to go back and search tweets and all kinds of things to see what happened.
I
got to
become friends with Melissa.
There you go. So.
Wait a minute, though.
What?
Okay.
Do you know?
Wait, no. But I'm trying to put the pieces together, because they say you can't connect the dots going forward, but you can connect them going back.
Boom. Tell us.
So, Siggy is friends with Kim D.
Right.
Melissa's business partner took the clothes to Kim D. So then Melissa might have dogged Siggy, and this is all speculation, in a certain way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And then Kim D had Siggy's back. But then Siggy never approached Melissa about the whole situation, about what maybe Melissa might have possibly said about that situation that went down. Bravo, Andy. Tweet me, because I bet you that's the plot twist.
It was a scheme. Or, on top of that, if Siggy's friends with Kim D, you never know what Kim D has been feeding Siggy anyway.
Yep.
Just because she doesn't like Melissa.
Yep. Because look at the man that she brought in to meet Teresa when Teresa was getting her hair done. And she's like, oh, yeah, she used to dance with me at a gentleman's club.
I feel like they set Teresa up for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it was Jacqueline. I don't feel like Jacqueline knew anything. I think they made Jacqueline think that Teresa set that whole thing up when I think, in fact, it was Kim D.
I think you might have a good point because Siggy is real easy to befriend somebody. And she's real easy to say, hey, mm-hmm. ho.
Mm-hmm.
So Siggy might have taken, she might be taking a fall on that one because Kim D is just the best gutter rat that you're ever going
to
meet in your life.
Okay. And clearly when Siggy's babala, as she likes to say, which means drunk, I'm assuming, based on our context clues, she doesn't remember what she says or does. Mm. So who knows?
I've heard that once or twice.
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Woo. So the argument actually takes a darker turn, if that could be possible. And, you know, Siggy suggests that, you know, maybe we just don't have dinner ever again, which we know is not going to happen. But Melissa's like, you know what? You're right.
I think you're right.
You're right, because you are not going to sit here and invite me to your sometimes home and call me trash for throwing a cake. And she says, come on, Teresa. Which I loved.
And she like twitched her hair too. And she's like, uh oh, we gotta leave.
And so Teresa's like, no one's gonna call me and my sister-in-law trash. We're out of here. And Dolores says, oh good. Now I was shocked that Dolores is turning on her friend of 20 years.
Yeah.
Now who are you really loyal to, Dolores? This is my question. Because while we could say the same thing about Margaret, Marge, Pigtails, whatever she likes to be called, we can also say the same thing about Dolores because she did a complete 180 with her loyalty to Teresa and really, you know, has latched on to Soggy.
I don't know. First of all, this whole Siggy thing and the shrine of Siggy and the pictures of Siggy and the leather Louis Vuitton couch cushions. Like, she was already feeling herself in this dinner. So Dolores, of course, is going to latch onto that because she's just idolizing that whole moment. Mm. And Siggy is, quote unquote, the person in power at this point because she planned this whole scenario.
The one thing I think Melissa had to catch herself where she said, of course, you might have gotten this cake. And I think she was about to say, girl, you probably just arranged for this. Production paid for this cake. You didn't pay for it. I feel like that's where she was going to go with it, but I feel like she caught herself in time because she couldn't say that on camera. I'm telling y'all, that's what was about to happen. So anyway, Dolores tells Teresa that, you know, she can get her a doggy bag on the way out.
I don't want your doggy bag.
She says, I don't want your doggy bag. And besides, the crab cakes were salty anyway.
Definition of petty wop. Petty wop, Teresa. I gotta love you.
When I tell you if there was one line of the night, and it might be the season, it was that. Thank you, Teresa, because you just gave us my new one-liner.
But that goes into her tagline. If you're not namaste, get the hell out my way. And the crab cake was salty anyways. Bam. She said needs to add that into her housewife tagline.
And thus concludes the episode because Margaret and Danielle, they leave as well. And then Siggy and Dolores are left with
themselves.
The sexy chef.
And the shrine as he's called.
Any predictions for next week or down the line? What do you see happening?
TV predictions. I think everybody's going to backstab each other. And I think Danielle's going to fall off. She's going to keep stirring the pot.
Mmm.
So I think Danielle's going to cause the fight between Margaret and Siggy. Dolores is going to get involved with Danielle. Danielle's going to pop off on Dolores. Teresa and Melissa are going to be confused on what's going on. And then they're going to fall out for something that doesn't even make sense or involves either one of them. And then they'll reunite again at the reunion.
Mm. Sounds like an interesting season. And I actually pretty much agree with everything you just said just now. So you guys tell us your predictions in the chat. And that wraps up this week's episode. Now, You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you?
You can find me across the interweb at Russell Ray Silva, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and my website.
You guys make sure to like, comment, share, like, tag us, rate it on iTunes, give us 5 stars,
yes,
like,
please.
And keep coming back, keep watching this show, because we, of course, thrive off of your attention. Thanks. This is another episode of AfterBuzz TV. We'll catch you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.